So we thought it would be fun if the Not Ready for Drive Time players presented a skit.
Get ready for fun.
That compares Paula's reaction, which I thought was totally pro, to what Kelly's reaction would be if she left the show.
Kelly's a pro.
Hasn't she made comments before that it wouldn't be pretty?
Yes, she has.
No, it'd be bloody.
I think suicide's been brought up.
I think it has.
I think a child without a mother has been thrown out there.
Plenty of times, yes.
Okay, and if I'm going out, I might as well take a few with
Kelly,
me.
Kelly, I mean, 18 years is a good run.
Yeah, it's a good run.
Real good run.
All right, so let's go to the press conference now, I think. All right. Big Al, pick it up. You're ready to go.
Earlier today, Kid Craddock made the shocking announcement that Kelly Raspberry is leaving the show. Sources say her contract is being...
Oh, wait a second. Can you grab what's on the printer for Kelly? I forgot to print off her script. Thanks. All right, Al, ready for you again. Sorry about that.
Got it.
Okay.
Take two.
Script? What?
Earlier today, Kid Craddock made the shocking announcement that Kelly Raspberry is leaving the show. Sources say her contract is being terminated. Here's Craddock's recorded statement from earlier.
As most listeners know, the show has been going through a terrible slump. On-air arguing, flat punchlines, and most of all, horribly unfunny skits, even though they are super well-written. So I went to the listeners and I asked them, with all the humility inside me, I asked them to please tell me how to fix the show. And you know what? They were quick to respond, and they said, Kid, it's not your fault. It's Kelly Raspberry.
Oh, wow.
So we conducted focus group after focus group, survey after survey, to try and come up with a different answer. I was trying every way I knew how to somehow make this, you know, Big Al's fault. Unfortunately, the time has come to say goodbye to Kelly Raspberry and Kid Craddock in the morning. She's extremely talented, and I have no doubt she'll end up with an even bigger and better opportunity, and I wish her the very best in life. Thank you.
You don't have a script?
No.
That was Kid Craddock. Earlier, we take you live now to Kelly Raspberry's press conference, where she's addressing her termination for the first time.
Yep. Hello. Hello, everyone. Thank you for coming. And also thank you to the Olive Garden on Gordon Parkway for the delicious noodles and sauce. Stop in at Olive Garden and try the new three-course Italian meal with solid entree and dessert for just $12.95.
Solid.
Only at Olive Garden. When you're here, you're family.
I love the solid.
It's a shame I don't got no appetite because of what's been done to me. I'm withering away to nothing. It's only been an hour. I will take your questions at this time.
Miss Raspberry, Miss Raspberry.
Yes, the husky bleach blonde in the back.
Husky.
Well, okay. Miss Raspberry, you and Kid have not only been coworkers, but close friends for many years. How are you not able to take this personally?
Of course it's personal. Kid didn't just fire me, okay? In a way, he killed me. See, I've only had three jobs my whole life. I worked for one summer at my daddy's store, Raspberry Western Wear, and then I got a job as a receptionist and weekend weather bunny at WFLO, the Big Flow in Florida, South Carolina. And then Kid called, and I've been here ever since. Of course this is personal. In fact, young lady, let me ask you a question back there. How come you didn't fire Jenna? Huh?
Oh, you mean the husky blonde? Well, I don't know. Maybe he thought, you know, you have been here for a really long time, perhaps too long, and maybe Kid just thought he needed to shake things up a bit.
Oh, shake things up? I'll tell you what, I'm going to shake up a little termination cocktail chock full of my favorite nighttime medications.
Oh, my God.
Yes, the black man.
Is that a threat, Miss Raspberry?
First of all, I only called on you, so afterwards they don't call me a racist for not calling on the black man. What's your question?
Appreciate it. Was that a threat?
Call it what you want. Just put it all on Kid Craddock's conscience. Do me a favor, zoom in on this picture. This is my precious daughter, Emma Kelly. What am I supposed to do now? Who's going to pay for our therapy? How am I going to keep her in the rich Christian school?
Ms. Raspberry!
I'm not done!
Ms. Raspberry.
I'm a single mom. Do you hear me? Kid Craddock hates single mothers.
Miss Raspberry.
Yes, the woman in the back.
Yes, Miss Raspberry. This is syndicated nighttime radio host,
Delilah.
Hi, Delilah.
I just want to say that even though these may be dark times for you now, there are good things coming for you. And you just have to keep your heart open and your eyes open to see it when it comes.
Delilah.
That's not even a question.
Do you have a question?
Yes. Is there a dedication you'd like to make?
I don't want a stupid dedication. I don't need a dedication. Yes, the Mexican gentleman.
Miss Raspberry, did the other cast members of Kid Craddock in the Morning try to stick up for you?
No!
Oh.
Is that a surprise, though? Cowards. None of them would be working there if I didn't want them there. And how do they repay my generosity? By becoming Kid Craddock's professional butt lickers. I hate them all, and I hope terrible things happen to them. Even if maybe I won't be around to see them.
Ms. Raspberry.
Calm down. Yes, the man in the baseball. I'm sorry, the woman in the baseball cap. Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, no.
What's your question?
Hair appointment.
Ask your question, ma'am.
Ms. Raspberry, have you broken the news?
Ask your question, ma'am.
What's your question? I have a limited amount of time.
Miss Raspberry.
Olive Garden's getting cold.
I want to call an audible on that one, Shannon.
Oh, my God. This is terrible.
This is what happens when we can read ahead.
This is terrible.
Ma'am, sir, please ask your question.
Ma'am, sir.
Okay.
Have you broken the news to your...
Okay, apparently she left the building.
Oh, this is awful.
Gosh, Al sounds like an old woman.
He does.
Don't do a shit.
Let me say this to you, man girl. Okay? I know what you were going to say. And I'm praying right now for very bad things to happen to you.
Oh, my.
And don't think prayer don't work that way, because it does. I got to go.
Okay. The Hulk sound. The Hulk. Song.
Why the Hulk?
The end of the movie where he's hitchhiking.
Walking up the quiet stage, very awkward.
It's a long stage. It's long, long, long.
So thank y'all for coming to my press conference. You may never see me again.
But you walked away.
Shannon want to ask her question still? Or?
I think Shannon had the funniest line in the whole script.
And there's people wondering what that question is.
I'll put it on my Facebook page. Oh, my.
And that concludes our skit.
Oh.